Representative Evan Simpson from Wyoming's House District 21. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke, and good morning, everyone.
Appreciate you taking some time. The legislature is technically adjourned, but that doesn't mean you guys haven't been busy. You've been in committee meetings through this week and third and final day today. I understand you're on the House Appropriations Committee, correct, Representative?
I am. The new Speaker of the House asked me to leave the Education Committee and the Agriculture and State Lands Committee and get more involved in the appropriations. Appropriations Committee is the one that deals with the finances of the state.
Oh, so that's a no stress then, is what you're telling me, right?
Yeah, it has been very time-consuming. Since the general election, I've spent almost every day in Zoom meetings, and a lot of times it's day and night. Our budget crisis is real, and it's a challenge, and it's really been very time-consuming.
So as you look at the budget across the state of Wyoming, and especially in these Zoom meetings this week with Appropriations Committee work, what are some of the things being discussed when it comes to the finances of the state? What are some options and solutions that have been kicked around as ideas?
You recall a few months ago, the governor took the initiative to tighten his belt around the state, and so he asked all the departments to do that. The first wave was a 10% cut in every agency, and the second wave is going to be enacted here in the next few months, and he's requested another 10%. Some of the agencies could not perform the responsibilities with another full 10, and so they've asked for various cuts in between. That's our responsibility now. That totaled $550 million. Over $500 million is being cut from the state budget. And it's our responsibility now to ratify those, to ask for further cuts, or to soften in areas that are being affected. There's a few areas that's going to really, really affect the citizens of Wyoming. We're really concerned about it. And so we're trying to do the juggling act to try to find that balance of cutting services and yet still maintaining the quality of life we enjoy here in Wyoming.
So that remind me again what the deficit is after that crazy year of 2020, and that $500 million is certainly a significant number. Is that enough?
It is. We're gonna be able to reach into the savings account a little bit, and we'll balance the budget as far as that side goes. The big question mark is on the education side. We're still short for a biennium, $300 million on the education side, which is outside of the general fund budget. And we're working through that as well. We simply have to cut kindergarten through 12 education program, and finding the right ways to cut so that we don't impact the students is the big challenge.
Representative Evan Simpson, House District 21, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Representative, appreciate your time, and we'll touch base with you and your Western Wyoming cohorts on a weekly basis. But anything else you wanted to mention while we have you on the air this morning?
No, we appreciate the challenges people are going through. The deal with the pandemic has just been so hard on our society this last year, and we appreciate people being patient, working with us. The CARES Act funds are continuing to roll out, and we're doing all we can to get those monies into the appropriate hands of the people and the employers that employ them to try to lessen the impact. But appreciate people's patience, and we hope we do see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Representative Evan Simpson, House District 21, joining us this morning live on the SBI Radio Network. Thank you, Representative.